Thank you for listening to the Bible Expositors Podcast with your host, Stephen Baker, taking you verse by verse through the Word of God from the pulpit of Harmony Baptist Church in Dalton, Georgia.
This morning's message will be from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And the title of the message this morning is See, Tell, and Wonder. See, Tell, and Wonder, from Luke chapter 2, and starting in verse 7. This is our only service this Christmas Eve. We will not have an evening service tonight. And next week, just so there won't be any confusion, on New Year's Eve, we will have Sunday school New Year's Eve. Everything will go back to its normal time, 10 o'clock, and then 11 o'clock church on New Year's Eve. And we will not have an evening service on New Year's Eve because I know everybody's got to get to parties and sports bars and wherever else you go on New Year's Eve. So, New Year's Eve, no evening service, but back to the regular schedule, 10 a.m. Sunday school, 11 a.m. church. But this morning on Christmas Eve, See, Tell, and Wonder is the title of the message. And starting in Luke chapter 2 and verse 7, the Word of God says, "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." And let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for letting us be in your house this morning. I thank you for letting us be in this Christmas Eve service. I do pray now you would forgive me for my sins. I do pray that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit as I preach, and these that are saved as they hear. We pray if anyone here doesn't know you as Savior, that you would convict them and save their souls. We pray you'd bless us and help us to study your word and glorify you this morning. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the name above every name. Amen. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Chuck Smith commented on this, Pastor Chuck Smith, and he says there's a lot of aloneness expressed in this. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Evidently, she had no help at the birth of the child. Usually there was a midwife to take the child and to wrap it in its swaddling clothes and to take care of it, but no help. And so she herself, you remember now, 16 and a half, 17 years old, that's how old Mary was when she had Jesus, more than likely. 16 and a half, 17 years old, giving birth to a child in a manger, a stable, the place where they kept the animals. But that child is the fulfillment of God's promise, for he is God who has come to visit man to redeem him. And so, on Christmas, we see this miracle of the birth of Jesus. And as Pastor Chuck Smith comments, Mary, the Bible seems to indicate that she had no help. Now, of course, Joseph was there, but I don't know how much help a man is at the birth of a child. There was no midwife. And Jesus, born in these lowly circumstances. Verse 8 of Luke chapter 2. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. John Gill says, there were in the same country shepherds, for Bethlehem was a place of pasture near to Ephratah. The same with Bethlehem were the fields of the wood, Psalm 132:6. And the Tower of Edar, or the Tower of the Flock, Genesis 35:21. And here David kept his father's sheep, 1 Samuel 17:15, so that we need not wonder to hear of shepherds here. In fact, 1 Samuel 17:15 says, "But David went and returned from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem." So Bethlehem was a place where they would keep sheep, and there were shepherds in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, Luke 2:9, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. We don't know who the angel was here, probably Gabriel, who announced Jesus' birth, but the Bible doesn't say who the angel of the Lord was here. But the Bible says that the shepherds, when they saw the glory of the Lord, were sore afraid. It's a normal thing in the Bible when people would see God or manifestations of God, or they would see the angel of the Lord, that they would be afraid. Revelation 1:17 says, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last." So John said when he was in the presence of the Lord, he fell at his feet as dead. So it's no wonder that these shepherds were sore afraid when they saw the angel of the Lord and the glory of God. Spurgeon said, "For such is the condition even of gracious souls, that the near approach of the divine glory begets in them trembling and alarm." Luke 2:10 says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Of course, the name Jesus means Savior. And Jesus Christ is born in the city of David, as was prophesied in the Old Testament, that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, Ephratah. And as we've said in previous sermons, there were two Bethlehems at the time that prophecy was made. But Jesus was born specifically in Bethlehem, Ephratah, exactly where the Bible predicted he would be born. Luke 2:12, "And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Spurgeon again says, "This shall be a sign unto you, said the angel to the shepherds. And this is the ensign of the Christ of God, even unto this day. There are some who are constantly bringing discredit upon religion by their pompous ritual and gorgeous ceremonies. And it is buried beneath the weight of their sensuous worship, but the living Christ is still found in simple, lowly guise, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And so, I hope that in simple worship this morning that we see the Christ and who He really is. The Life Application Study Bible says, "What a birth announcement! The shepherds were terrified, but their fear turned to joy as the angels announced the Messiah's birth. First, the shepherds ran to see the baby, and as they spread the word, Jesus is your Messiah, your Savior. Do you look forward to meeting Him in prayer and in His Word each day? Have you discovered a Lord so wonderful that you can't help sharing your joy with your friends?" That's a good question for all of us. Have we discovered a Lord so wonderful this Christmas that we can't help sharing Him with our friends and with our family? Now, we have to look at this morning the swaddling clothes, because everybody always asks, what are swaddling clothes? And so I have this from the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia and also quoted by Wikipedia. Swaddling clothes described in the Bible, consisted of a cloth tied together by bandage-like strips. After an infant was born, the umbilical cord was cut and tied, and then the baby was washed, rubbed with salt and oil, and wrapped with strips of cloth. These strips kept the newborn child warm and also ensured that the child's limbs would grow straight. Ezekiel 16:4 describes Israel as an unswaddled, a metaphor for abandonment. And so if a baby was properly taken care of when it was born, it was wrapped in swaddling clothes, kind of bandaged up like a mummy. And that was the procedure at that time. And apparently, I was reading a history of swaddling, and apparently that was the procedure on up for hundreds and hundreds of years after that. Luke 2:13, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now, I checked some newer Bible translations, and it was interesting that the ESV, for instance, says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. And the New Living Translation says, glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. But we like the old reading of the Authorized Version of the King James, which offers God's peace and goodwill towards all men, not just to those with whom God is pleased. Right? The truth is, God isn't pleased with any of us until we're born again. And God comes and finds us when he's not pleased with us. So Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And Romans 5:6 says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Luke 2:15 says, and it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Let us now go and see. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And this is the pattern for every believer this Christmas. First of all, we see Christ. And then, once we have seen him, we make him known abroad. That's what we're supposed to do. Luke 2:18 says, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. So this Christmas, let's see Christ. See him in the ceremonies. Don't just see him at church, but see him when you give gifts, because the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. See him when you open your gifts, because Jesus Christ is a gift we receive. Number two, let's make him known to everyone. Let's tell our friends and neighbors and the people we meet about Jesus Christ. And number three, people will wonder when they hear the story of Jesus. The Bible says, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. They were amazed by those things. They wondered at those things. And that's what people should do when they hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, about how God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to come to earth and die on the cross for our sins, and be buried and rise from the dead the third day, so that whosoever would believe in him would not perish in hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. And that ought to amaze us, that story, and cause us to wonder. So let's see, tell, and wonder this Christmas. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for these thy people. I thank you for this Christmas message of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the reason for the season and for all seasons. He is the Savior of the world. I pray that we would spread the good news of Jesus Christ this Christmas. Help us to witness. Help us to be a witness this Christmas. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.